In this episode, discover how 5G is going to transform sales and marketing teams forever.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey-o, what is up? There's news that's dropping in this episode, and I'm going to break it down for you, but first, my niece is here in the office. There's been nobody really, maybe one person, two, three people a week, but it feels like I've got all this space to myself. My niece Faith is here, and she's doing her homework as my sister goes and runs errands with my nephew. It's funny. It's like so nice to have people at the office, as if right now my office is kind of like a museum of what business was like before COVID. But you know, like all good things, that party's got to come to an end. I shared with you what's happening to the office and how I'm going to downsize, and I'm excited for that. Few people get the opportunity without taking a financial risk. Few people get to downsize when things are rolling. And things are going really well here at Wirebuzz. There's just nobody using the office because everybody likes to work in their underwear, apparently. Hey, if you listen to the episode 250 about how Wirebuzz got onto the Inc. 5000 list, good on you, because I laid out some of my best tricks, some of the ways we've optimized our business, but the one item. Like if you pushed me up against a wall and you were like, dude, what is the one item? If you did only one thing, what would it be? Easy. That one secret is we grew our revenue 7x. Yes, 7 times in 1 year by using a pricing tool that our controller created for us that allows Wirebuzz to profit from every employee that was working on the project. Plus, we included our overhead and our expenses and our travel time and anything we needed to rent for gear, and declaring the right profit margin at the beginning of the project removed all of the guesswork out of the way Wirebuzz was pricing things. You see, the problem with growing an agency is often you find that you're guessing when pricing. This removed all the guesswork, and boom, 7 times increase in our profit, and that's how we got on to the Inc. 5000 list. If you want to get access to this tool that we've created, email me at profit@wirebuzz.com. Now, the reason I want you to email me is if I don't get enough emails, I'm not going to build it for people. Literally, I'm going to keep it for my greedy self. I'm going to use it for my company. I'm going to continue to grow, and my chart's going to look like a hockey stick going straight up to the sky. If you want to have that for your business, let me know. You should probably invite your friends and have your friends email me too, because if there aren't enough of you, I'm just going to go about on my own and do it all by myself. But if you step up and you want access to it, let me know. Profit@wirebuzz.com. And I want to talk to you about 5G. Like, 5G is so important. Don't roll your eyes. If you're like a video marketer or a salesperson, or maybe you're just a standard marketer trying to figure out how you can get your business to the next level, or an entrepreneur, don't roll your eyes at 5G. The reason I'm going to break down in this episode, and I brought it to your attention a long, long time ago. In fact, we're now on episode 251. That's what we're doing together right now. We are partying down in episode 251. But way back, if I rewound the clock to episode 53, 200 episodes ago, I rang the bell and tipped you off about the coming 5G and what that's going to do for your business. And then in episode 175, I did the next version updating you on 5G. And now Barron's reports, Apple's annual event, their new product announcements are coming out this week. But this year's event is expected to usher in Apple's first iPhone with 5G capability. Now, don't roll your eyes. If you want to know where this is headed and how to use it for your business, you better pay attention, because some of the analysts are thinking that the 5G iPhone could be a boon for sales, for the Apple sales, you know, for their products. I think it's going to be a boon for sales teams. Find out more as we proceed ahead. Now, though 5G phones may not be life-changing for consumers out of the gate, Barron's reports, it could spur upgrades for those holding out until the next big thing. The launch of 4G phones had such an effect on sales. Now, I don't want to talk to you about how it had an effect on Apple sales. I'm going to talk to you about how it's going to have an effect on your sales and your ability to convince and convert at faster and faster rates. Forbes is reporting that the iPhone 12 Pro will come with a lower grade 5G capabilities usually reserved for mid-range 5G smartphones. While the iPhone 12 Pro Max will get premium 5G functionality in a handful of countries. Now, blah, 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 blah about the price and all this stuff. The reason I'm talking about this in this episode is I want you to start preparing for the road ahead. I want you to start reimagining the way your sales team communicates, the way your marketing team communicates. More on that as this episode unfolds and I just start unpacking 5G for you. Now, Apple is reshaping and reimagining their business right before our very eyes. In a moment, I'm going to answer this question, but I want to hit you with it right now. I want you to think about it. And when you get the answer, I want you to say it loud and say it proud, okay? All right. But I need you to commit verbally when you get it. It's the only way you're going to hold yourself accountable, okay? So what's the most used browser in the U.S.? For the bilingual audience, that is Los Estados Unidos, okay? What is the most used browser in the U.S.? Now, think about it, and on the count of three, I want you to commit by answering it, by saying out loud, by saying it proud, okay? Ready? Okay, what is the most used browser in the U.S.? Say it. Good. Final answer? Yes. All right. Here goes. Is Apple getting real about search? Now, this is an interesting article that I saw written by Greg Sterling. Now, I know Greg, and Greg and I have spoke at the same events, and his article in Search Engine Land caught my eye. Part of Google's mobile search success is the fact that it has been the default search engine for the iPhone, right? That's a big factor, but the company, Google, has paid billions of dollars for that privilege over the years, but there's evidence that Apple might be building its own search engine to take on Google, and this time for real. Look, first, the evidence. As Coy Wolf's John Henshaw pointed out in a blog post, Apple has recently been listing more job announcements for search engineers, including for Apple Maps. Then there's the apparent fact that inside of the iOS 14, Spotlight Search de-emphasizes or entirely bypasses Google results. Now the company, and I think I'm just about to load whatever that new one is. It's iOS 14. I think it comes to the announcement with Apple this week. They're going to roll out their new bells and whistles and then roll it out to the rest of us. It typically like 2 weeks later or something when the new iPhone gets available. And you can update your phones. Even if you don't have the new iPhone, you'll get most of the capabilities if you have a newer phone. Blah, 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 blah. Okay? But the company has also updated its web crawler support page, AppleBot, with new information on how it ranks results. And AppleBot has reportedly started to crawl sites more regularly. Now, this is important. Today, Bing and Yahoo combined for less than 5% of mobile searches in Los Estados Unidos. I really screwed that one up. But given Google's mobile search market share of roughly 95% in both the US and Europe, the company's default search days on Safari are probably numbered. Okay, I want you to keep an eye on this development with Google and with Apple Search. Now back to my quiz question that I challenged you with moments ago. What's the most used browser in the US? Well, Sterling writes in his article how Apple Search might impact competitors. This is speculative, but it's quite possible that Apple could become the number two mobile search engine. Why? Because Safari is the most popular mobile browser in the U.S., with Chrome being second. Nobody ever remembers second place. We only remember the winners. Second place, you're a bunch of slackers. But if you asked me at the beginning of this podcast episode, if I didn't do my own research, and you asked me who's going to be the most used browser in the U.S., I would have said Chrome. Surprisingly, it's Safari. Interesting, right? All right, so let's dig in here. Your business takeaway here is the best digital marketers are early adopters. The early adopter content creators on new platforms. Why? Because early adopters generate freakish results. Because at the beginning, there's so many more eyeballs watching than content creators. And over the last 20 years, I've always been an early adopter that could generate content and create content and develop huge audiences on Google and MySpace and Twitter, on Google Plus, on Facebook, on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, you name it. But what about Google News? I even did that with Google News, and I tried telling this story in a recent podcast episode, but somehow, unbeknownst to me, the story got lost on the editing room floor. See, early adopters have a huge advantage. And if you discover where Apple is going next, like I've done throughout my entire career, one of the speeches I give is, where is Google going? And how to position your business in Google's wake to profit from Google's growth and destination. You know, I've followed Google's direction over the years. It's been like my North Star, and each time my results have been remarkable. Need an example? How's this? Two things happen on September 22nd, 2002. Two important things. The most important day of my adult life, September 22nd, 2002. The first thing, Google News launched. The second thing is, I got married that day to the love of my wife. Did you see how I did that? The love of my wife. You know, I was a talk show host in Phoenix back then. And I owned a news site just in the early days. I launched the site a couple years before. And Google was rolling out Google News. And they announced that they were hand-selecting thousands of news sites that had a team of contributors. So I saw that and I was like, damn. They're indexing news sites and creating a news engine? And at the time, my site's only contributor was me. So I didn't qualify in the eyes of Google yet. But if you know anything about me, I'm crafty. I'll figure it out. When opportunity speaks, I jump on it. You're the same way. But I don't know about you on this part. Like, I don't need other people to put their toe in the water for me to determine if there's going to be massive impact. If I hear somebody's going to roll out something new, I know, boom, that is my opportunity. Seize the moment. You know, carpe diem, right? All that stuff. But one day at the radio station, I realized, and I was talk show host at this time at KTAR, the number one news station in Arizona, and I noticed that anytime an Arizona dignitary came into the studio, anytime somebody came in to meet with me, well, if I convinced them to write a weekly article, I could quickly have a team of news contributors, and quickly a Phoenix City councilman whose daughter was my intern became the first contributor. And within a few months, that Phoenix City councilman became the mayor of Phoenix. Boom! And I told the next person who came in, I was like, yeah, you know, the mayor, he's contributing. And the next contributor ended up being the attorney general of Arizona, who went on to become the governor of Arizona. Maybe you remember her name, Janet Napolitano. She became the Secretary of Homeland Security in D.C. And I landed every member of the Arizona congressional delegation, like all the congressmen, like Senator John McCain, the senior snowy-haired senator from Arizona, and a local attorney who is now a justice on the Arizona Supreme Court. Yo, my news team was legit. I even went out and got people like future presidential candidate John Kerry and my former client Jesse Jackson from the Premier Radio Network. And I went out and got people that were writing weekly articles. And if they couldn't write an article, like some of the members of the congressional delegation, I got their team to send me their latest speech, which I published on my site. Legit. My team was filled with rock stars. And when they didn't have time, it didn't matter. I had so many people, and I created a page on my site that highlighted all of them. John Kerry and Jesse Jackson. The truth is, I don't care about politics. You know this about me. I care about owning keywords that my target audience is interested in. And when they got on to Google, before I knew it, my news site, you know, Google selected me as the first organization in Arizona covering Arizona news. I was Google News for Arizona, and for years, I was the first news site selected, and every time someone would go on to Google and type out John McCain or the governor of Arizona, you know what happened? Or anybody in the congressional delegation in D.C. Google indexed me first. Boom. So how did that affect business? Well, within no time, my little site was quickly generating 36 million visitors a year. And you know what happened next? A friggin' career was born. Within 18 months, I was running digital marketing campaigns in Hollywood for iHeartRadio's 7 largest nationally syndicated talk shows. How about them apples? How's that for an example? If you know where the Apple Road is headed, you can position your business to be one of the early birds that's feeding off of that apple worm. If you want to learn more about Apple Search, if you want to know how to position your business for when that happens, identify it, recognize it, position, you should be reading Greg Sterling's article that I'll have linked on the show notes page for this episode, wirebuzz.com/251. That's where you'll get all the information for this episode, with exception to if you want to learn how to profit and 7X your company. Make sure you hit me up with profit, an email at profit@wirebuzz.com. So let's get down into the nitty gritty. The internet is the greatest disruptor business has ever seen, but there's a new disruptor coming up on the horizon, which I want to talk with you about. The internet's badass little brother, bandwidth. Look, the internet disrupted every industry. You know what it did? It removes the middleman from almost everything and collapses the sale from the producer directly to the purchaser. And it eliminates all that fat in between and disrupts the established network that has relied on milking the middleman perspective position. Think about this. Movies going direct now, almost as direct as we've ever seen to the consumer. The music industry, totally disconnected from the production companies and the record labels and direct consumer for a lot of people. And yes, it has changed the balance of power, but it has also disrupted the way you and I make purchase decisions, because way, way back in the day, we used to have to purchase the whole damn album or get a single LP. But today we can purchase individual songs. And you know what it does? Competition got infused. Now we have access to significantly more songs, performers, more movies. Competition breeds quality and accountability and lower prices. The internet disrupted the travel industry. You used to have to go in through travel agents that were like your trusted advisor. Screw that. Today you just go right to Travelocity. You make your purchase or you go straight to the airlines. It disconnected the middleman. Did the same for hotels with medical. The internet disrupted the medical industry, and now you've got telemedicine and information on demand. Education. My niece is sitting here doing a class. She's doing her homework right here at the Wirebuzz kitchen counter. The internet disrupted everything. the delivery business. Yo, have you seen Amazon lately? I'm buying stupid face masks with funny images on it. I will post one on the show notes page or make it the cover for this episode. It has changed everything. And that is what we've watched in 20 years of the internet. But now, its little brother's about to rear its big ugly head, and it's going to change everything else. So let's talk about bandwidth. In 2003, when I was leading digital marketing initiatives at the Premier Radio Network at iHeartRadio in Hollywood, I had to report weekly to the head of the network on the type of content that was getting the best results. So every week I would say to him, I'd be like, okay, he'd go, hey, Todd, tell me what was cooking this week. What were people loving? And I would say, oh, you know, it's actually kind of interesting. It's like last week, video got 10 times the results compared to the text, and then came audio. And he'd go, no, you know, our audience, they're audio people. And he'd go, yeah, I know, but look, there's something that's in the data that we should take into consideration. I mean, it's kind of interesting and obvious, but our audience loves video. And then I'd sit back and I'd take a big sip of water. And I'd listen. And he'd go, nope, we're radio people. We're audio people. They love music and they love radio. And I go, it's in the data. And then every time I'd leave his office, I'd go, you know, he's right. He's obviously got this big, beautiful corner office, and what do I know? I'm a new kid. And honestly, I did not think that he was an idiot or that I was a genius. What I thought was, hey, why isn't video as dominant today across the business landscape in 2003? Why aren't more people using video? Why aren't we downloading and watching more video? What's keeping it from being this juggernaut that I'm seeing inside of the database of 100 million people that are using iHeartRadio and all the Clear Channel stations and the Premier Radio Network products? What is it that's keeping video from being dominant across the entire business landscape? And when I thought about it long enough, it came down to one word: bandwidth. Oh yeah, that's right. Back in the day, bandwidth was like dial-up. That's my dial-up sound. And it sucked because if you wanted to watch a video, you'd have to sit there and start the video and let it download. And eventually, you'd get enough video to watch like 7 seconds and then buffering. Maybe you remember the spinning ball of the buffering right in front of your eyes as it would hypnotize you to stay there longer. And then as time progressed, by 2007, the iPhone came out and people started looking or trying to look at video on their phone, but it became a need that was going to be filled only when bandwidth became more available. By 2010, the bandwidth spigots came off, at least to that point. And I knew that video was going to become a juggernaut, so I rolled out my agency in 2010, Wirebuzz, to help businesses convince and convert más rápido using the power of video. Now, a couple years ago, this path has been progressing, and bandwidth has become more and more available. My home internet's bandwidth is on fire. I'm trying to do it like AC/DC, but my throat's too dry to give you the AC/DC fire. There we go. Love it. That's the way the internet is at my home. It is just pumping. And I remember a couple years ago, I was at the European Cancer Conference. Wirebuzz was hired by two companies, each for 4 days of the European Cancer Conference, to follow their rock star experts around the European Cancer Conference, total of 8 days in Amsterdam. A really great business trip. We created key opinion leader video shoots. We did testimonials with these rock stars where they were talking about our client's product. We did demonstrations where they were showing how to use the device and how easy it was, and how this device, like while using it for surgery, was also cauterizing and vacuuming out the carcinogens that would have flown in the air. Like, we were doing all this good stuff. We were developing breaking news on the latest developments in the fight against cancer as it was being released. And we also were doing Facebook Lives. And I'll tell you this one story that I absolutely love about this trip. I'm doing a Facebook Live. You could find it on my Facebook page if you search probably for Todd Hartley in Amsterdam. And in the background, I'm doing a video with Dr. Beth Dupree, a breast surgeon out of Sedona, Arizona, a real rock star in the fight against breast cancer, and a dear friend. And as we are on camera, somebody behind us, oh, about 10 feet away, as we're talking about prevention and healthy living for women all over the world, somebody comes up right behind us in Amsterdam and just lights up a joint. And the two of us, while we're doing the interview, we see it. And without anybody knowing, we're like changing the angle of our background while this person's pacing back and forth, sucking on a joint. But by the way, this story that I'm about to tell you is for even more mature ears than that one. So if you have a little one nearby, pause and return later on when it's just adults, all right? So I was in Amsterdam at a killer hotel having a kick-ass dinner in a room full of like 60 cancer experts. And a doctor from Ireland was talking to me, and we're several drinks in. I was telling him what I do, and I was telling him about the evolution of bandwidth and how bandwidth is what we're waiting for. And when bandwidth becomes available, it's a game changer and always has been. And the next big leap in bandwidth is coming with 5G. And how as bandwidth became available, people have gravitated to video over every other type of content because video is the king of the content food chain. And the doctor was like pissed or irritated, and he just cut me right off and he said, look, you don't have to sell me on bandwidth, dude. The internet in this hotel, it sucks, and I can't enjoy porn looking at pictures. And I was like, oh my God. And he said this at a table with like six other doctors. Now, that's what a cancer doctor from Ireland told me. And once a salesperson starts using video, they won't be able to go back either. The reason is video will command the attention of your prospect. And in this remote selling world where you can't get in front of your prospects, you need to develop a relationship, put your smile in front of them, teach them and guide them, transfer the knowledge from your big brain into your prospect's brain. And that is best done without your prospect burning mental calories. Got it? And the way you do that is through video. Because prospects will find it captivating and their sales results will go through the roof like we're seeing for businesses everywhere. You know, I'm training right now Tony Robbins' entire sales team. And there are a lot of them. And each week they're getting assignments to follow up, to do a task, to send me a video. My team gives them feedback and they're getting immediate results. But this isn't just with Team Tony. We're seeing this with every company in the sun that we're training to use videos because you can't sell like you used to. You got to be more compelling. You got to get in front of people. You got to answer questions and show and tell through the process. And the internet's badass little brother is about to come of age. If we rewind back to 2010, exactly 10 years ago, Newsweek wrote an article titled, "How Fast Will the Internet Be in 2020? I've been obsessed with this topic, as you can tell, for a long time. Broadband speed in 2020, the article says, fast enough to download a full-length, high-definition movie in minutes. And about five times faster than it is today." Okay, that's out of the Newsweek article. Now go look and see how fast. That article says you're going to be right around 1 gig per second. We are faster than that today. Because technology always has leaps that people in the present can't identify or recognize. Fast forward now to the president from 2010 back to 2020. In theory, now this comes right out of, where did I see this? Fortune. Okay. In theory, 5G is likely to reach speeds that are 20 times faster than 4G. 4G has a peak speed of 1 gig per second, right? That's your phone. But 5G could theoretically achieve speeds of 20 gigs per second. Let me unpack this for a second. The amount of time that it takes you right now to download one movie onto your phone, one HD movie, you can download 20 full-length HD movies to your phone in the same amount of time. That's the difference between 4G and 5G. But where you might get 10 megabits per second from your 4G network today, 5G could possibly be 100 megabits per second. Think about that. Just astronomical, the change. The current limitations are going to be gone. So if you live in a world of limiting beliefs, where you're living in the present, not identifying what's coming next, you're living in a world where people can't text video or email video with ease and sophistication. Those worlds, yo, are about to end, and the little brother, the internet's little brother, bandwidth, is about to show up on campus as the BMOC. The current limitations are going to be gone. Emailing video, texting video, personalized video limitations for your sales team through, from one device to the next, gone. The quality of sending video, gone. It's all going to be production studio right out of your device. Fortune goes on to say, while 2020 has introduced challenges no one expected, recent advances in emerging technology have enabled companies worldwide to quickly react and adapt to uncharted territory, whether it involves switching to virtual meetings or managing companies remotely. We've seen a dramatic change in the way we work and simultaneously in consumer behavior. You see increased streaming and online shopping and less in-person socialization have led to customers growing a need for a reliable and professional way, a quick way to virtually communicate on both personal and a professional level. In the U.S., it is estimated that more than half of the current workforce is working remotely, and 3 in 5 U.S. workers have been doing their jobs from home in their underwear during the pandemic. They would prefer to continue doing that after. This shift of how consumers are working, how we're socializing and consuming products and services, is forcing manufacturers, and yes, even sales teams, part of my ad lib, even marketing teams, to rethink how to solve one of today's biggest consumer pain points, staying connected. Straight out of Fortune. And let's not overlook the obvious. It'll change the way marketing and sales teams operate. 5G. 5G will be substantial. In addition to the dramatically increasing data storage and the number of simultaneous users, better battery life, the support of the Internet of Things devices, all of this, it will allow our software, and this is from Apple, to connect and to fly to the network and to meet various needs, ultimately supporting the new just-in-case approach. It'll change everything we do, and you need to start preparing for it. That came out of rejournals.com, the future of 5G and the implications of the supply chain. The little brother bandwidth is about to grow up, and it will follow in its older brother's, its bigger brother's footprints for radically disrupting everything we do under the sun. So instead of falling into the normalcy bias, do you know what the normalcy bias is? It's where life is what it is today, and it's always going to be that way. Instead of having your normalcy bias, which if I talked to you about the normalcy bias in January of 2020, and I told you that we're all going to be wearing these stupid masks, and we're all going to be walking around in public and by law, and we're not going to be allowed to be outside in gyms and bars and everything, you would go, dude, that is ridiculous. Why? Because of your normalcy bias. Everything's going to go on normal as usual. But that isn't going to happen, and it all starts with reimagining your business. If 5G is going to be rolled out by the iPhone, then it's going to be provided by the different service providers. And before you know it, your internet at home is going to be slower than the internet that's coming to your mobile device. And your mobile device is going to be the hotspot for your house. But as a salesperson, your mobile device is going to be what you reach into your pocket and create content with and send it off, whoosh, to your prospects who are going to watch it right there. You're going to get back-end data. You're going to know who's watching so you can spy on them to prioritize follow-up. And all of that is going to accelerate your sales process. At Wirebuzz, we decrease 66% of our sales process by spying on the back end And it all starts with reimagining your business. Well, we started reimagining our business in 2015 when we started selling with video also. Up until that point, the first 5 years of the company, we were selling video, but we were putting together slide decks and talking people through it and so on. But everything changed when we started selling with video, and I want you to reimagine your business. I want to take you through an exercise right now. Yeah, we're going to exercise, if you like it or not. I want you to visualize this news story as I tell it to you, okay? I want you to flex that mind's eye of yours, like really. Think it through, picture it. Here goes. Business Insider reports, Burger King just unveiled new plans for dramatically redesigning its restaurants and drive-through and pickup options. Those things, the drive-through and the pickup options, are the new king. Okay, so picture what a Burger King will look like when the drive-through and the pickup options are prioritized over inside dining. I'm going to say this again. Your drive-through options and your pickup options are now the priority over inside dining. I mean, this is how Burger King sees the adjustment. They don't have a normalcy bias. They don't think once the masks come off, life's going to go back to normal. Everybody's going to flood in here to Burger King. They see a developing trend. If you want to be great, if you want to know where the road is headed, I want you to identify developing trends in other people's industries, where other people are putting their money on the table. And I want you to think, if Burger King is doing this, what about our industry and how do things change? And that's why this exercise is going to be invaluable as I ask you to go through it and you think about it. In fact, this whole episode is an exercise of your imagination. I asked you to picture what the Apple search engine is going to look like as Apple starts to compete against Google. That is an exercise in reimagining business. Now let's go into Burger King and then we're going to reimagine yours. What would it look like if they prioritize drive-through and pickup locations? Do you see it? All right, let's proceed ahead with this Business Insider article. Renderings of the new design show a modern Burger King that shrinks the dining room space and elevates the kitchen. Off of the main ground, the kitchen is going to be elevated to create more drivable space. Okay, now this sounds really interesting. It's kind of groundbreaking, right? Can you picture a Burger King that elevates the kitchen onto the second floor and shrinks the dining room to create more drivable space? Quote, the physical footprint of the store is going to be 60% smaller than the traditional Burger King building. Picture that in your head. The design is optimized for what Burger King calls the COVID world, with pickup cubbies where customers can go grab a burger and fries without making contact with an employee. The store will feature curbside delivery spots where customers can place their order through their mobile app and then pump the brakes right here. COVID is allowing us to rethink the way businesses operate. If you can picture the Burger King of the future, where you drive up underneath the restaurant and they drop your meal through untouchable tubes down to your car. Can you picture that? It's kind of like a Sonic Burger where you drive up, but the kitchen's on top of the cars, yo. Can you picture what the Burger King of the future looks like? If so, then you have the ability to visualize the future of your business and your industry that you want to dominate. And because it belongs to you, if you can get the hell out of your own way, remove your limiting beliefs of what the existing normalcy looks like and start reimagining your industry, it's obvious the future of business is going to change shape. And if you identify it correctly, you can dominate your business for years to come. That is, if you're a leader in your industry. If you aren't and you're a follower, then this podcast episode might not be for you because you sit back and wait and allow other people to cream the top off. And those are the ones that make the gigantic profit. If you can see where your industry is heading, you can prepare your business to claim territory long before others. If you can remove the boundaries of your current limitations, you can present the next great solution in your industry. And if you want to play bigger, I need you to be aware of this sea change in business that's about to happen as 5G starts to transform everything in our lives and our business. And remember, the businesses are not in charge. The customers are, always have been. And it's up to you to be able to understand where customers are going. You know, back in the day, maybe at the beginning of the content marketing revolution around 2004, you never thought that people would prefer to go on their own rabbit hole research journey before talking to a salesperson. If you're a dinosaur in your industry, beholden to the old world, you're like, oh, that'll never happen here. We don't do business that way. But if you can see where the road's heading, you can easily position your business to profit. Start thinking about bandwidth and what that means for your business and how you start showing and telling your solution in a more captivating and compelling way through the use of video. Personalized, on demand, hyper relevant, and friggin' binge worthy. And as we proceed ahead, I will continue to keep your eye on the little bouncing ball of technological advancements as it rolls out to you. Keep in mind, if you want to figure out how to make your marketing agency, your video production company, your smushin' like I've got that's a little of both, if you want to figure out how to make your business more profitable, maybe you do web design or copywriting or storyboarding or animation or any of those things, then you should be considering, and you want to get a 7x increase like I have in the profitability of the company, make sure you don't forget to send me an email. The email address is profit@wirebuzz.com. And I will make sure to add you to the list. Make sure you invite your friends and others you know that are in any of those businesses. And you'll be the first to get access to this tool because I'm still trying to determine if I'm going to invest the money to make it happen. And if you want to figure out how to convert your business into a remote selling juggernaut like I have for my clients, it all starts with a 20 minutes of free learning that you can have access to on demand, and you can go through it in a binge-worthy kind of way. And you can access it for free at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And I will continue to bring you the latest information in the world of digital marketing so you can be a video marketing master. Peace.